bottles. Okay, we're back in session, and we were having a discussion about Okay, Rebecca, could you give us your recommendation again?
Yes, Mayor. It would be my recommendation to the council that you authorize the staff to proceed with phase one of the recommendation to draft an RFQ for the procurement of services to perform an economic feasibility study, with the understanding that the staff will bring back the successful bidder and cost to council for our contract authorization.
Okay, and do you need us to vote on that, or bobbleheads, or?
A vote, I think, would probably be good.
Okay.
So before we make a motion to vote on, can I go and ask a question? So I know we're just guessing at this point, but kind of order of magnitude, and we have that in terms of how much it's going to cost to go do that. We had this discussion a week or two ago, and somebody dug out the old economic analysis from a long time ago, and you sent that as an example of the kind of thing we're doing. And I can't remember, did we contract for that, or was that somebody else? That was the Target guys had done that, so we don't know how much that cost, probably.
I'm
just trying to get a feeling. Is this a, it's not a $10,000 project, because nothing is, but this is a 30 or 40 or 100 million, or?
obviously, I'm not familiar with your Washington pricing. I would say if I was pricing this in my home state that I'm familiar with, I would probably be looking at $20,000 to $25,000, depending on how broad our scope is. And so that would be the next step for me, is for staff to actually draft the scope and look at how much actually supplemental material we have available that the consultant would not have to spend time and resources to duplicate.
Yeah,
and if for some reason it came back and it was obscenely expensive, we could at that time decide not to go forward.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so we've got lots of breaks in there.
So an RFQ, you don't show them how much is in your wallet. You just look for qualifications.
Correct. We ask them to bid, and we usually will set the financial components through the scope of the work to be performed.
I'll go ahead and say it for the record, if anyone wants to. The trick is with most consultants, as we all know, is you show them how much money you got in the budget, and that's exactly how much the bid is for. I'm just concerned that we don't show them I wish there was a way we could keep it reasonable, because
well, since I inherited the budget, I have to keep it reasonable, so
yeah, that's good.
I've got to work within what I got when I got here, so
yeah. Thank you.
We have floated the notion of getting a consultant in to do that for what, 2 months now anyway, so
yeah.
Brian?
I think this is a good idea. I'm just wondering, for cost efficiencies, should we be somehow considering this in context of some of the other properties we were talking about, or are we going to deal with all those entirely separate?
I think, Council Member, in looking at this, I originally was kind of looking at a bigger project, and then I started really digesting this into development versus redevelopment. And I felt like some of that was different scopes of work and different approaches. And I also sensed the frustration from the council of wanting to move forward. And so I felt like maybe it was better to eat the elephant one bite at a time. And so I carved out this bite for this. And I do think it is a different approach when you're talking redevelopment.
That makes sense.
Okay. Any other comments?
So I'll make a motion. I'll take a shot at it. So I move that the City Council approve the city manager and the staff working on developing a RFQ for a consultant to conduct a feasibility study to identify the economic aspects of the eGov.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Okay, and next up was from our discussion. Do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion. I will move that the City Council adopt a moratorium ordinance presented by staff as option A, adopting a moratorium on all binding site plan applications for development located within the East Gateway Urban Village Zoning District, and declaring an emergency and providing that the ordinance shall be in full force and effect immediately upon enactment.
I second that motion.
A motion and a second. Any discussion?
The lights aren't working, but...
I'm sorry.
Make the motion. Go first if you like.
There you go.
As a developer by day, I'm always very reluctant and weary of local jurisdictions adopting moratoria. With that said, I'm not wearing my developer hat. I'm wearing my city council member hat tonight. And given what has transpired over the last 7 years with the development of the East Gateway, I think we need to take a time out to look what's left as to how we want that to develop. So I think this is a step that will allow us to do that. And hopefully during this process, work with the property owners in conjunction with this process to figure out what makes sense for going on out there. So that's why I'm going to support this motion, or why I made the motion, and why I'll be voting in favor.
Councilmember Todd?
Yeah, thank you. So I concur. I think this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing for everybody to kind of get synced up again, because we really don't want people working cross purposes, because we've had a vision that had a spine road, had connectivity, had pedestrian friendly. If we change the rules partway through, or it's a favor to the property owners and the developers to put a pause and make sure we're all lined up. And as the city attorney mentioned to us earlier, that this is a moratorium that's for, as recommended by staff, is for up to 6 months. We'll have to have a public hearing in the next 60 days for the public to have an opportunity to speak to us. But we also have an opportunity, if we get this figured out quicker than 6 months, we don't have to go 6 months. This could get done as quick as the consultant could do the work, and we get some vision on what a good plan is. So this is not putting a pause on everything. This is just to give us an opportunity to take a breath and work together. So I'm in favor of this as well. Thanks.
All right, Councilmember Cavallari.
The reason I would not only second and support this motion is I do think that our city manager needs some time to wrap her arms around what we're doing around here in regards, especially to the eGov. That's pretty much all I have, and I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Anybody else? Okay, I'd just like to say I'll be supporting this also. I don't know if there's been missteps or the world has changed, but I like the idea of taking a fresh look at this, putting fresh eyes on it, and by doing a good job with this study, we're actually going to help the eventual builders or developers there move ahead more quickly, and it gives everybody a chance to take, I guess, the pause that refreshes. So if there's no other comments, we have a motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Okay, now we're on to new business. How can this be new business, Chief? The interlocal agreement between the city of Mill Creek and... Is this where they just come before us and we add a new signature?
And so before I get into the specific agenda item, Council, you'll notice we're trying a little bit different format tonight, where I want to have an opportunity as your city manager come before you and give you a comprehensive management overview of agenda items. Obviously, the department heads, the subject matter experts, are here for technical assistance if we get into the weeds on a particular item. The first item up tonight under new business is the interlocal agreement between the city of Mill Creek and the county's regional drug and gang task force. We were a partner in this agreement for the past fiscal year. It's my understanding that this was the first year we'd gone back into this. We'd been out of it for a few years. And you can see in the summary that the cost of participation comes out of the restricted drug fund. The cost to the city is $4,959. And during the past 12 months, this task force did assist the Mill Creek Police Department on 5 occasions to assist with large-scale complex narcotics investigations. And I think that is a benefit to the city. And it's been my experience in these task force agreements that they can be a tremendous help to the city. I will be reviewing with the chief in the coming year whether we can be a more active participant in this and be able to drive more investigative work within the city to help with some of our targeted areas and problems. In other communities that I've been a part of, where we have been a part of a state and local task force, we saw tremendous benefits. And I think if managed properly and when cities choose to participate, that they can actually be of huge benefit. And the chief and I certainly stand ready to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions? Councilmember Todd.
Thanks. A couple of clarifications because I didn't catch it in here. Just interested in the cost this year compared to last year. I assume it's kind of probably the same. And is this in our budget for this $5,000 worth of stuff?
It is within the budget in the restricted drug fund monies. And as far as what the cost increase was from the prior year, I'll have to defer to the chief.
Councilor, I'm going to say it was less than $200 more this year than it was the previous years.
And this is, I apologize, this is their contract, and we kind of were just signing on to the interlocal agreement, but it's interesting in 3.2, it states that each participating jurisdiction will provide funding no less than the amount in Schedule C. It doesn't have an upper limit. I don't think that will bite us, but in general, I don't like contracts that have one limit and not another. I kind of wish this group would make it so that we wouldn't get stuck. And I think it would only happen if everybody left and we're the only ones left standing, because everybody can leave in 30 days. I guess we would leave also at that point. It's just kind of the contract is not the best contract I've ever seen, but that's not ours to write.
No, I appreciate the feedback, and we can certainly take that back. Absolutely.
So what you're looking for is a motion to authorize the city manager to sign the interlocal agreement between the City of Mill Creek and Snohomish Regional Drug and Task Force?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the interlocal agreement between the City of Mill Creek and the Snohomish County Drug and Gang Task Force.
Second.
Question?
Second.
Back to Councilmember Todd's question. Is it worded that way? Because as I'm reading the language here, is that those are the amounts that are set for each participating jurisdiction, assuming certain levels of state and federal grants? So they're saying it's no less than that amount, but if the grants come in less than that, then the local match might be higher. Is that why it's worded like that?
I think so.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it says based on the assumption that we're going to get a certain amount of state and federal grants.
Then the local match will be no less than X amount.
Yeah. So the disaster could be that we as the regional task force gets no money, and we all have to ante up that amount more.
Yeah, I would say because this is a July 1 to June 30th contract, I think we would know if that were the case at this point going into the new year. And you certainly have a termination provision. And I know that Shane reviewed this as well. So we could certainly, if they wanted to come and give a ginormous bill, certainly reevaluate our participation. But right now, and I think that because the way it's worded that they've identified a dollar amount, I would say to the extent they want to come back and say, oh, we want $10,000 more, that would be a council authorization.
I'm not particularly worried. I think that's why it was worded that way, is because it's premised upon a certain amount of federal and state funding. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. On to item B, construction contract award for exterior repairs and painting of the City Hall and the Annex Building.
So, first of all, I have to thank the staff for their patience. They had this actually prepared, I think, for my first City Council meeting, but since I had to orient myself to exactly what the Annex Building was, where it was, and find out some more information about this, they were patient as I was getting oriented these past couple of weeks. But this has been in the budget for both this facility and the facility next door, known as the Annex Building, to receive exterior repairs and painting. The contract was bid. Seven bids were received. K&K Construction submitted the lowest bid. The budget estimate for the project was estimated to be at between $90,000 to $110,000. And the bid from K&K, as you can see, was $91,270. And $35,000 of this project cost is budgeted and funded in the budget to be paid from Capital Fund 316. And the balance of the project is budgeted and funded in the budget out of Annex Fund 145. And you can see in the introductory paragraph in your summary the scope of work and the reason for the work. And it's my understanding this has been a long-standing item in the budget as needed to be done. So certainly present it for your consideration to authorize the attached resolution. And if you would like detail about the actual scope of work, then the Public Works Director is available as well.
Okay, any questions? Anybody interested in painting?
I could use a job. So the I guess I'm a little bit concerned about the words in here. I could read them a good way or a bad way. The K&K Construction got good references while working as project managers for a larger company, but this is a sole proprietorship with four people that own it and now are owners and operators. Is this the first time they picked up a paintbrush and they were the managers before? I guess is the way I could read that.
Councilmember Todd, I will defer to the staff who reviewed the bids.
They worked, Councilmember Todd, they worked for a very large company before, and no, they actually did the work. And like I said, we got excellent references that they know this inside and out. No, they're not just, this is not the first time they're going to picking up paintbrushes. They decided a year or so ago to go out on their own. They didn't want to work for a larger company. They wanted to form their own company. So they have not done a lot of work like this as K&K Construction, but they have done a lot of this work.
So we're confident they're going to do good work and know what they're doing.
Yes.
They're not looking over their heads. So yes. That's good. That's what we're looking for. The other one is probably an inappropriate question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What color is this going to be?
Oh, I told you. Not inappropriate at all, but I will defer to Mr. Gaffman again.
Because you weren't here.
Maple leaf red. it's going to be the same color that it is right now.
Okay, that'll go for it. Okay. Don't all have the same perceptions of colors necessarily, males in particular, and so.
Sign aesthetic problems.
But the same colors, we're just kind of going the same color scheme, just
yes,
it's time for
correct.
To paint. Sounds good.
Okay, so we need a motion for construction contract award for exterior repairs and painting for the City Hall and the Annex Building, and if approved, it will be Resolution 2015-533.
I'd be happy to make that motion with the one Scrivener's error corrected that it should be approved adopted this 23rd day of June on the last final sentence on the second page.
We have a second?
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. And our last new business tonight is construction contract award for the 2015 asphalt repair project.
Thank you, Mayor. The city's has a pavement preservation program, and in that program is a citywide asphalt repair project. And that project consists of, as you can see, approximately 175 repair sites, along with drainage repairs and the reconstruction of several landscape medians. That project was estimated for budgetary purposes at about $525,000. The bid was nearly double that at $1,018,530. And so the staff and I had to sit down and evaluate how to proceed based on the bid coming in so far in excess of the allocated budget. And I would like to take this opportunity to compliment my staff because I think they did an outstanding job of getting creative and thinking outside their individual departments. And as we go through these options, I'll kind of explain that comment. So obviously, the first option could be to just to accept the proffered bid, exceeding the budget projection by nearly $500,000. Obviously, that limits the city's ability to execute future projects within the CIP, and that obviously was not a credible alternative. Rescope the project to a smaller size to reduce the cost was another alternative. The problem with maintenance work, and you know, we see this when we delay it, it just adds additional costs the longer you delay. So there was a concern with that option as well. We could reject the bid and re-advertise the project for bid in the fall. However, there really is no guarantee that we would receive more cost-effective bids, and bidding the work in the fall actually may result in the work being deferred until next spring. And the problem the city engineer felt with this bid was primarily there's more available work than available contractors right now, and that, of course, is driving the costs up. So the fourth option for the council was to reject the submitted bid and re-advertise the project for bids in the spring of 2016. Again, contractor availability was a concern with that option, and we were concerned that there were some projects within the scope of this bid, such as the Highlands Boulevard median and the Red Cedars drainage project, that residents believe, you know, anticipate to be done this year, therefore moving them out into the 2016, we felt would be unpalatable to several of our citizens. And so the fifth option was to reject the submitted bid and re-advertise the project for bids in the spring of 2016. But separate median reconstruction and drainage work from the asphalt repair project and incorporate that work into the scope of work under another of our projects known as the concrete repair project. And that work would be administered by the Public Works Department. And here's where I think the staff really did an excellent job, is that you had the Community Development Department and the Public Works Department sit down collaboratively to look at this problem, come up with options, and identify a resolution. And this resolution is important because work that was under community development and through the city engineer's office, i.e. the concrete repair project, Mr. Gathman and the Public Works Department said, we will take on that work so that these more immediate projects can be incorporated and everything can get done, and you all continue on with the asphalt repair work and rebid that and get that ready for rebid. And I thought that was, the staff deserved a lot of credit for not only being collaborative, but thinking outside the box and being willing to shift duties to accommodate the city's need and stay within budget. The recommendation would be to reject the submitted bid from Granite Construction, re-advertise the bid for the asphalt repair project for the bid in spring in 2016, and include the higher priority median and drainage reconstruction work in the upcoming concrete repair project for scheduled for later this year.
What action do you need from the council?
What we are looking for is concurrence from the council to reject the bid.
Councilmember Cavallari?
I would concur with the city manager and the staff. I think that only having one bid come in seems kind of odd to me. So it's basically there's more work out there than there is workers at this time.
Yes.
Understandably so, given the time of year. So perhaps in the fall, I mean, that might be a more feasible time to put it out for bid again to see who's hungriest for the work or see if we get more bids.
And the city engineer and the public works director and the community development director will monitor that and optimize the bidding schedule so we can maximize our bidders. And that's the whole idea behind this recommendation.
This bobbleheads where we just do, we say
that we I'm going to have to defer the city attorney. Do we need an official vote?
I think it would be cleanest to have a motion to reject the bid. Normally it would be to reject all bids, but since we only have one bid, to reject the bid. And then that takes care of the process, and then staff will work on the rest. The bobbleheads will work for which options we go for after that.
Councilmember Todd.
So I'll go ahead and make that motion, but I think there's some more discussion to be had after that. But so I'll make a motion that the city reject the bid from Granite Construction for the asphalt repair project.
We have a second.
I'll second that, Mayor.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Councilmember Todd, you want
to? See, I think the bidding climate, these people are, obviously have lots of business, and so they put some pretty high prices in there. I don't think our engineer's estimate was that far off. I know Scott does good work. City Engineer Smith does good work, and I don't think that's indicative of what happened here. So I think a better bidding climate makes a lot of sense.
Anybody else? Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Thank you.
Okay, so now I do have a question, though, because Scott's been drilling into us, and we have learned, at least some of us have learned and been listening, that when you delay pavement restoration or prevention projects, that you pay for it later on. So I'm concerned about the risks that we take. There is some raveling that's going on. There are some cracks. I would love to hear from the city engineer what kind of risks we're taking, or are there some things that he would come back to, not accepting this bid, but there's some other things we should do. Certain locations, small things, paint some goop over the top, I don't know what it would be, that keeps things from turning into potholes or substructure problems later on. If Scott's got some ideas, I think it's great that we've taken those two projects and put them in the concrete repair project, but I think there's some other areas that maybe were, you know, is another year going to be a bad idea, so I'd love to hear more about that.
Okay, so I'm sorry, tonight or at a future meeting?
Well, tonight, if Scott knows,
okay,
or
sure.
A future meeting, because I think we're, because you've trained us that we ought to keep up with this stuff. Now we're saying we're going to put you off for a year. I don't think this is just kidding. We're not just kidding. This is serious.
And thank you for listening to me.
But we looked at some cracks in my neighborhood.
Absolutely.
When you guys were out looking at this, and things will go bad.
Yeah, that's a very valid concern. I think what's in our favor this time is that the vast majority of the repairs are not in the kind of the catastrophic, we need to intervene right now. I'm not concerned, even if we put it off till next spring, that there'll be a lot of additional work or costs involved. In Springtree, those are actually some of the worst areas that we will need to kind of keep an eye on over time. And we'll probably have our maintenance crew go out and do some more coal patching in the potholes to make sure those don't get any worse. As part of the whole pavement program overall, we are going to be doing some crack sealing. So we'll probably go in and we're going to do it anyway, but make sure we go in and do some crack sealing in those bad areas just to keep the water out and make sure that they're not getting any worse. So through a combination of the maintenance work internally and then with the county, we'll try and make sure that those don't get a lot worse and band-aid them together until next spring in the worst case scenario.
Good answer. Thank you.
Okay.
Councilmember Cavallari.
Not to nitpick, what made the cost double? I mean, it's understandable that it go over by $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. I understand.
Yeah,
that
I can
those things
I can
happen,
speculate, and
double.
we were shocked when we opened the one bid at the front counter here a couple weeks ago. I think it's really just a supply and demand situation. I did talk to a couple of the smaller contractors who had done a lot of work with the city in the past and asked them why they didn't submit a bid on this. And they said simply they just didn't need the work. As we've said, there's more work out there than the contractors right now, and it would be a better fit in like the late fall or early spring, just kind of a smaller fill-in project. If you kind of remember some of the bid openings we've had in the past, oftentimes there's kind of one high outlier in the bids, just because someone threw in a high number, just maybe they'll get it just on hopes that they can make a lot of money. And I think that was the case here, but there was no one else to kind of take up the slack. So you just kind of threw something out there and hoped it would stick, but it was shockingly high. So.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So it's my understanding there were some changes on the corrections on the minutes.
Yeah, Mayor, I raised just one with Chellen yesterday. If you look at the meeting minutes for May 26th, typically like on page one in bold letters in all caps, there's the section of the agenda, call to order, flag salute. And if you scroll down to page five, dropped from the, is it page, where is it here? Yeah, page five. There's no indication of where the study sessions end and the consent agenda begins. Right above approval of checks number 53677, I think there's supposed to be in bold and all caps consent agenda. So I suggested to Ms. Chalmers to make that one change.
Kelly was going to, she didn't make it for the entire packet, but she has made the change for when the mayor signs.
So on this consent agenda, we have approval of checks number 53887 through 53963 and ACH wire transfers in the amount of $276,364.36. Audit Committee Mayor Pro Tem Holtzclaw and Councilmember Todd.
Exceptions.
All exceptions.
B, payroll and benefit ACH payments in the amount of $302,647.03. Audit Committee Mayor Pro Tem Holtzclaw and Councilmember Todd.
No exceptions.
No exceptions.
City Council, corrected City Council meeting minutes of May 26, 2015. City Council meeting minutes of June 2nd, 2015. City Council meeting minutes of June 9th, 2015. An ordinance of the City of Mill Creek adopting amendments to Title 1806 in the Mill Creek Municipal Code. If approved, we take the ordinance 2015-795. Motion for the consent agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
The motion number needs to be different. I'm sorry, Mayor. It should be, didn't you adopt an ordinance earlier? It should be ordinance 796.
Oh. Oh, yep.
Okay.
My motion for includes ordinance number 796.
And the second? Okay. Are we good now? Okay, all those in favor of approving the consent agenda as read, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Now we're up to reports. Pam, do we still need one more volunteer for the booth at the festival?
We could use one more Sunday afternoon.
So if somebody has a free Sunday afternoon and wants to meet thousands of people?
I have Sundays on.
What?
I have Sunday.
I see you would like to do it.
I would.
Okay, Mark Bond, just volunteer. And then we had an email about wetlands, and I read your email. I just want to clarify two things. One, this is a staff issue, not a council issue. Is that correct?
Yes, Your
Honor. Okay, and then you will make sure that the individual gets a copy of what we got because that's a public document.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Other than that, I guess I'm done. Councilmember Bond.
I'm done. No report.
Councilmember Kelly?
No report.
Councilmember Cavallari?
No report, Mayor.
A couple things. The Snohomish County tomorrow steering committee meeting scheduled for tomorrow has been canceled due to a light agenda. There is, however, two openings for citizens. There's an opening on the SCT Community Advisory Board, and also on the steering committee there's, I think, three or four citizen representatives, and there is an opening for a citizen representative on the SCT steering committee. So if anyone knows of anyone who might be interested or taking one of those, I can get the information on how to apply. And then the only thing I had is just going back to the minutes. When I was going through the materials for this week, it struck me for the first time in a year and a half, should we be reflecting in the minutes that the audit committee doesn't have any exceptions? I guess it's inferred by the fact that there's a consent agenda and then it's approved on a motion, but should the minutes reflect that the audit committee reviewed and didn't have any exceptions? I don't know what the historical practice has been, but I wondered when I was looking at it this time why the minutes didn't reflect that the audit committee didn't have any exceptions to the...
And we can certainly do that. That is not a problem.
I don't think we've ever done that as long as I've been around.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea, though.
We can certainly do that. That is certainly not a problem.
Okay.
And I do agree. It makes it clear that there is a review.
The only other thing I'd want to raise, I appreciate Mr. Gathman's, as a cyclist, there's been a couple issues that he's got the staff to promptly respond to dealing with. We had a bunch of glass up on the bike lane up on 132nd, not too far from Polygon, and some brushes growing over. But as I cycle regularly, I find more and more issues that I hope we can be attentive to because they can be potentially dangerous. There's more glass on 132nd just by 29th Drive, so it's the last street before Thomas Lake Center. And then up on, coming up 527, and I almost got hit by him today, in our lovely vegetated buffers that we allow to be overgrown by blackberries, there's 10 or 12 branches that are a good thick inch in diameter that are sticking 2 or 3 feet out into the bicycle lane. So if you're not paying attention or you reach down to get your water bottle or something, and I did that this morning, I reached down and looked up and had to swerve to get out. So I just hope that we can be attentive for those cyclists out there. If we're going to have bike lanes, let's make sure we try to keep them clear, and staff has been doing a great job of doing that. So.
Is there a vehicle? Is there a mechanism in place for folks to call, maybe send a, post something on the website or something?
I don't know. That's
where
a
cyclist
question.
Could say, hey.
Yeah, I'm certainly not advocating the staff to go out every day and check for this, but it would be good that we have a mechanism. I mean, I try to do it when I notice them because I'm out there 4 or 5 times a week. Okay. So as it comes up, I try to alert them where there's a potential hazard out there. So.
There's an citizen input form on the website that people can lodge concerns.
Potholes, anything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
Councilmember Todd?
Thank you. The, one thing, there was an announcement I think that came to all of us about the SWIFT rapid transit public meetings that happened in Bothell last night and tomorrow night here in Mill Creek, and tonight I think it's over Mariner. Went to the one down in Bothell. There are not many folks there, but if people are interested in going to that, it's basically got to talk about the what SWIFT is all about and what the alignment is. And it gives people a chance to ask questions about the project. So if you know citizens or you yourself want to go, it's a little bit more in depth than what we received as a council, but it's mostly for people who are out there who are interested in the project. So that's available tomorrow night, I think, here, 5:30 to 7:30, 6 o'clock presentation. They do have a nice brochure that kind of talks about it, and so I asked them when they're done tomorrow night to leave some brochures on the counter so staff might watch for those. I think it's a good thing to put in our literature file there that kind of talks about it because it has a map that shows where it goes. Thanks.
City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. I actually have some very exciting news tonight. So, as you know, one of the council asked me if I would start work on June 1 because of our finance director's impending retirement, give us an opportunity to work together. So I have been spending a lot of time not only with Landy but with Josh as well. And so when I arrived in Mill Creek, I was obviously made aware of Landy's soon retirement, but when I arrived, I was also unfortunately made aware that Josh had some opportunities with other cities. And one day, as we were going through budget reports that I think are only exciting to the three of us, Landy said, you know, I kind of wish I wasn't retiring. And I said, well, you know, Landy, you don't really have to. It's not a mandatory retirement. And so I've tried to get him to just kind of not retire at all, but in lieu thereof, he actually said he is going to stay on until we get another finance director, and so we're looking at working together through the end of the year. And Josh has... And Josh informed me today that he is staying as well, and so we are all very excited about some of the finance projects that, again, probably only us could get excited about, but we are excited to institute some new things in the finance arena.
Terrific.
And then, Mayor, just one other item for the council. I mean, just to throw out some ideas for council consideration, you'll notice we are working at maybe experimenting with some different agenda formats, some minor changes. We also changed the agenda summary sheet to try to be informative, but perhaps more concise. We are looking for council feedback. This is your meeting. This is your information. We certainly want to know, as we try different things, what works well for you, what doesn't. I will say just some of the changes we've made with regard to how Kelly prepares the packets and reducing the number of copies and not using green sheets. I actually asked her just to estimate for me the time savings. And we've calculated, based on 3 council meetings a month, that we freed up an entire day a month of her work.
And so that's a whole day we can devote to something else now, like the records management program we're organizing. So thank you for your willingness to try, and please give us your feedback. That's all.
Hey, city attorney?
No report. Thank you, Mayor.
Finance director?
Pleased to be staying on from this Paula Bottle for a bit.
I'm glad you didn't take your ball and go home. Stay to play with us. Director of Community Development?
No report then.
Feeling okay? Works Director?
No report, Mayor.
Police Chief?
No report, Mayor. Thank you.
Clerk?
No report.
Okay, so now we're back to...
I got a question. We got by the city, the Public Works guy too quick.
All right.
Waste management contract starts July 1, I think. So I'm kind of surprised as a citizen that I have not received something from waste management that says they're going to deliver my new garbage can on July 1 or something or other. Do we know what their status is?
The short answer is no. I met with Representative Will last week. I asked him that question. He said he didn't know. He would get back with the operations manager and let me know. I didn't know yesterday yet. I sent him another email. I still have not heard back from them. My understanding is when they come out after the new contract starts, they're going to swap them out as they do that. But I will find out. I'll ask Will once again. And I can send an email to all the council members if you wish to.
Well, I think I said, I guess it was in your newsletter, city manager, that said there's a phasing to it. I didn't know. I thought we were all in the same three-month bill cycle. Apparently people are in different billing cycles, but I think I'm at the end of my billing cycle. I think I start again on July 1. That's why I was kind of wondering about this.
But the program started June 1.
I think the contract was July 1 for sure. Yeah. But you're saying some people may not have a new billing cycle, so they wouldn't see a new rate until August 1? Is that what I implied from the newsletter? I'll go back. My assumption from the contract was July 1, we all pay the new rates. I understand they may need to have some phasing in terms of the billing. You may not see it until it comes as a credit on your bill that you get in September, because it turns out you got 2 months of...
That's exactly the way. We discussed that somewhat in detail, and it is a little confusing. You are billed quarterly, as you all know. And there are three zones, and so if you, for instance, have your zone is you had the months of May, June, and July, you've already paid your bill. As a matter of fact, when you pay your bill, I believe that you're paying 1 month in arrears and 2 months ahead, something of that. So it's, yes, your statement is correct that you will not see the full reduction in rate until you have a full billing period after July 1st. So the very worst case would be if you're paying for June, July, and August, you won't see your reduction until your September bill. But you will see a reduction. You will see a credit.
Yeah. So I guess my bottom line concern, and it's not really... we got to get after waste management to do it. If July 1, that's the new rate, the rate they charge me can't exist anymore because I provided my own can. Now they want to provide the can. So when do I get my can? Because I know they need that. And also on the commercial side, I know they also had made a commitment to some education programs. I want to make sure that is also happening because it's July 1.
That has been happening. That's one thing that I asked Will about, too. He actually was here, and our city attorney saw him, I believe, the week before last out here. He and the crew for education, I think you know Candy and a few of the other people, were out here and have been out here the past few weeks talking with the commercial customers, letting them know, oh, by the way, recycling is free now.
Thank you.
Okay, so last up is audience communication. Anything on the agenda, off the agenda? Anybody want to talk to the council while you're here? Going once, twice, three times. Thank you, everybody. The meeting is adjourned.
Is our camera going to kill anymore?